Somebody who buys a vegetable field in Syria. Now, Syria was captured by David HaMelech and annexed onto Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's considered a kibbutz yach, an individual captured. David HaMelech captured it. And the din is lo shmei kibbutz. It's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael min ha-Torah. Now, even though normally anything that is captured outside of Eretz Yisrael and annexed onto Eretz Yisrael would have the din of Eretz Yisrael with regard to Trumas and Maizrus and Shemitah and other dinim. But that's only if it was captured after the entire area of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us was captured. And David HaMelech captured Syria prior to capturing the entire area of Eretz Yisrael that was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, min HaTorah, Syria does not have the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbanan said that you have to take out Trumas and Maizrus from produce that grew in Syria. Now, somebody who buys a vegetable field from a guy in Syria, if he bought the vegetable field prior to the vegetables having reached the season of Maizrus, prior to the vegetables having ripened to the point in which there is a chiyuv in Trumas and Maizrus, the person who bought the vegetable field will have to take off the Trumas and Maizrus from the vegetables. But if the person bought the vegetable field after the vegetables growing in that field had already reached the season of Maizrus, then the person who bought it from the guy would not have to take off the Trumas and Maizrus from the vegetables, since the vegetables had reached the season of Maizrus while it was still in the hands of a guy. Now, even though had he bought the vegetable field in Eretz Yisrael from a guy, he would have to take off the Trumas and Maizrus even if he bought it after the vegetables had reached the season of Maizrus. But since he bought it in Syria, and the chiyuv of Trumas and Maizrus in Syria is only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were makel, they were lenient, if you bought the vegetables from the guy after they had already reached the season of Maizrus. But like a kedarko v'haylach, the person can pick the vegetables in a normal way, and he can walk away without having taken off the Trumas and Maizrus. Meaning to say, he can let the vegetables grow to its full growth, and even though the vegetables grew quite a bit after he had bought it, he doesn't have to take off the Trumas or Maizrus even from the amount of the vegetable that had grown after he had already bought the field with the vegetable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yisker Paul and Bialaki, Rabbi Yehuda said, not only could he pick the vegetables himself, he could even hire workers to pick the vegetables, and he would not have to take off the Trumas or Maizrus. As according to the Tanakhama, he has to pick the vegetables himself. He can't hire workers to pick the vegetables. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, he can even hire workers to pick the vegetables, and he would not have to take off Trumas and Maizrus since he bought the field with the vegetables after it had already reached the season of Maizrus. Said, when do we say that if you bought the field with the vegetables in Syria prior to the vegetables having reached the season of Maizrus, that the person who bought them had to take off Trumas and Maizrus from the vegetables? That's only if he bought the field together with the vegetables. But if he didn't buy the field itself, he only bought the vegetables that were growing in the field, in such a case, even if the vegetables had not yet reached the season of Maizrus, the person who bought them does not have to take out Trumas and Maizrus from the vegetables. And since he is not buying the field remains in the hands of the guy, he doesn't have to take off Trumas and Maizrus from the vegetables that are growing in the field. Rabbi Yoimer Aflifichas. Rabbi takes a more stringent approach than the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, if you bought the field with the vegetables after it had reached the season of Maizrus, the person who bought them does not have to take out Trumas or Maizrus at all, even though the vegetables grew quite a bit after he had bought it. Now, according to Rabbi, although you don't have to take off the Maizrus from the amount the vegetables had grown while the field was still in the hands of the guy, but if the vegetables continued to grow after he bought it, he had to take off Maizrus from the amount of the vegetable that had grown after he had bought it. For example, if at the time he bought the field with the vegetables had grown to a third of its growth, and after he bought it, the vegetables grew another two-thirds, the person who bought it has to take off Maizrus from the two-thirds of the vegetable that grew after he had bought it. Sefer Maizrus, Perek Hei, Mishnah above, Amitame, Benos, and Mayim, Benidah, Masa Kedemi, Dosso, Pat. Somebody who makes wine by pouring water over the remnants of pressed grapes, and they let the water sit, and the water picks up the flavor of wine from the remnants of the grapes. If when he poured in water and let it sit, and after he let it sit, he found the same exact amount of liquid as the water that he poured in, meaning that the remnants of the grape didn't add to the liquid at the same measure of liquid that he poured in. He wouldn't have to take out trumas or maestras from the wine, as it's not considered wine at all. It's only water. And the water did not increase from the remnants of the grape, even though it picked up flavor from the remnants of the grape. That flavor is not a very strong flavor, so therefore the water would not have a din of wine. It has a din of water, so you would not have to take out trumas or maestras from the water that you pour onto these grapes. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are obligated to take out trumas or maestras, even though the water did not increase through the same amount of liquid as when you poured in. According to Rabbi Yehuda, really there's a lot of flavor from the remnants of the grapes. And that was the liquid did not increase is because some of the water got absorbed into the remnants of the grapes. While the remnants of the grapes increased the volume of the water that you poured in. So now you really have wine, not water, even though it's the same amount of liquid as when you poured in. That's because a lot of the water got absorbed in the remnants of the grapes, while the remnants of the grapes added some flavor to the water, increasing the amount of liquid that you poured in. Marta Yaiser Akademi Daso Maiti Allah Mi Mako Macher Lafichet. But the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Huda. If you find an increase of the amount of liquid that you poured in 3 parts of liquid, and you found at least 4 parts of liquid, so it increased by a quarter. In such a case, since the liquid increased from the remnants of the grapes, so now it no longer has a din of water, it has a din of wine. And since it has a din of wine, you do have to take off trumas or maestras. And you can take off the trumas or maestras from the wine itself, or if you want, you can take off the trumas or maestras from some other wine, according to the amount of wine that you have here. And trumas and maestras don't often have to be taken off from every single barrel of wine separately. You can take off trumas and maestras from a different barrel of wine to cover for this barrel of wine.